Hi, this is Adam, and I'm about to do a review of Symbian Anna, which is probably going to be kind of irrelevant to most people unless you have a Nokia Symbian handset, which some of you might have, but probably most of you don't who are listening to this boo. However, this is for general consumption, so c'est la vie. What is Symbian Anna? First of all, it's a major upgrade to the operating system known as Symbian 3, which is the old Nokia Symbian operating system devised for touchscreen phones, which sort of brings it kind of kicking and screaming into around sort of 2008 era of touch phones. It's regarded as quite a large upgrade, this operating system. However, I should go roughly through what it does. There's meant to be a new version of the Symbian operating system coming out in the next few days, so this is going to be kind of irrelevant by the end of the week, I suspect. It's called Bell, but anyway, let's go with Anna. First thing it does is, well, first of all, on the Nokia Symbian phones, you had to have a separate editing screen for doing things like entering web addresses, entering SMSs, emails, and so on. It had its own separate keyboard, its own separate display, which I must be one of the few people on earth who actually liked it, mainly because you could change the theme colors and I could actually see the contrast. Excuse me, got a bit of a sore throat. What's happened here is that you basically do get the same screen. It appears to be as if you're editing directly onto the screen, but essentially you're just getting an overlay keyboard which disappears and appears, same as the last screen did, only without the nice colourful background. I'm a bit peed about that, actually, because I liked my different themes. I'm partially sighted, and colour contrast works for me in a big way. However, there's another bugbear which I'll reserve my ire for shortly. Another thing it purports to do is allow you to scroll smoothly between home screens. There are three home screens, and my attitude is, and so what? I don't care. So it scrolls smoothly. I never cared that it didn't in the first place, so that's a bit of a non-entity, really. I've noticed the improvement in the video cam as well. That's meant to be continuous autofocus, which I've noticed, except for the fact that when you try and zoom in, it now pauses and then jumps to the next, well, maybe 4 seconds worth of delay there, then it just jumps onto the next where you were at the time. So it's a bit glitchy. I'm not quite keen on it. I don't like it as much as the old video. Nice improvement to the calendar. You can see more on the screen. There's more information firing on, and it's a bit more versatile. It links up now with Microsoft, whatever it's called. I don't know, synchronization. Never used it, so don't care. If you're in a corporate environment, I think that probably matters. Small improvements to the email. The website browser is now a dream, except one major omission. Well, first of all, it's become a lot less complicated in the buttons department. There's less buttons to play with, which is a good thing because there's just too much faffing. If you had to go back on the old Symbian, you had to push back, and then you had to flick the screen back, and then you had to accept the screen. This is a lot more smooth. Also allows you to do things like share links just by hitting share this link, and it'll open up a text and put it in, which is quite nice and a little improvement I enjoy since I send a lot of links to my friends. However, the big downfall, as far as I'm concerned, and this is a major one for me, is that my font enlarger software no longer works. I used Font Zoomer, and it doesn't work anymore because that particular screen, which I was telling you about earlier, the one where you can have your background color to your liking, had a customizable size font, which the software could access and change. I could have an enormous text entry size, and now I can't. So this is a very annoying thing. I'm now having to back to use my magnifying glass to type text messages in. There has been an improvement on the swipe, though, so that's, The other major thing, I suppose, was the keyboard. The keyboard is now a QWERTY keyboard, and it's portrait or landscape. Before, it was just landscape. This is portrait, but I find the keys a bit too small for my fingers anyway, so I'm still reverting back to using the alphanumeric keyboard if I'm not using the swipe. Swipe is a way of, you can just scribble the letters using a QWERTY keypad, scribbling the letters using a continuous rolling motion gets the letters you want onto the text message. Anyway, I think I'm probably about to run out of time. That's my very quick review of Symbian Anna. I hope it's proved useful for somebody. This is Adam saying goodnight and cheerio. See you next time. Bye.